This is Long-Term Care Connections for October 15, 2025, brought to you by Washington Healthcare Association. Here are this week's top stories. The Department of Health Home Care Aid Program has filed a CR-101 to announce the implementation of SB 5672 and SHB 1142, and will host three public listening sessions and rules workshops for interested parties. Both bills passed in the 2025 legislative session. SB 5672 extends certification timelines for long-term care workers who have applied for certification from 200 days to 365 days, or 425 days if a provisional certification is granted, through December 2027. SHB 1142 clarifies terminology for workers providing in-home care for family members and defines specific standard training requirements for workers exempt from certification. The rules workshops will be held October 28, October 30, and November 3. Visit this week's issue of LTC Connections online for more details on the workshop schedule and the links to register. DSHS invites skilled nursing facility administrators and staff to participate in the upcoming 2025 pre-admission screening and resident review annual webinar. The webinar is intended for staff from SNFs, hospitals, and DSHS, and will be offered twice, on November 4th and 5th. A recording will be available afterwards for those who are unable to attend either of the four-hour sessions. You can find more information and the links to register on this week's issue of LTC Connections on waka.org. AHCA NCAL has released new Get Vaccinated resources. The 2025-2026 Get Vaccinated campaign, launched in partnership with Moderna, offers new and updated resources for long-term care providers to learn about the latest vaccination recommendations, answer frequently asked questions, and encourage residents and caregivers to stay current with their immunizations. The campaign's website, getvaccinated.us, is a one-stop shop for tools and information to promote vaccinations at your facilities and encourage residents to stay healthy this cold and flu seasons. You can find resources such as best practices and guidance, billing guides for the reimbursement process, a promotional toolkit, and more. Visit getvaccinated.us today. Guidance has been issued on the temporary staffing sales tax that took effect on October 1st. Under ESSB 5814, providers of temporary staffing services in Washington must report gross income under the retailing B&O tax classification and are further required to collect and remit retail sales tax on temporary staffing services. Skilled nursing and assisted living providers utilizing temporary staffing services should expect to see a sales tax charge on staffing agency invoices. Visit this week's issue of LTC Connections online for a link to more detailed interim guidance that defines temporary staffing services and clarifies who is and is not subject to the tax. Please reach out to Lori St. Ars at WACA if you have any questions or concerns about the policy and what it means for your facility. In today's Grassroots Update, tune in this week on TVW. On July 4, the President signed the first bill of the 119th Congress, H.R. 1, into law. Known colloquially as the One Big Beautiful Bill, H.R. 1 is a federal budget and tax package and will enact significant cuts to federal Medicaid spending. The Congressional Budget Office estimates that over the next 10 years, Medicaid spending will fall by $911 billion, the largest cut in the program's history. Washington State loses roughly $36 billion over the same period. Between the impact of H.R. 1 and an existing state budget deficit, the state legislature will navigate a sea of uncertainty in the coming legislative session. The Senate Ways and Means Committee will televise an upcoming work session to understand the implications of H.R. 1 on state Medicaid and food assistance programs this Thursday, October 14, at 2 p.m. on TVW. WACA will be watching, and we encourage you to tune in if you can. Wrapping up this week's LTC Connections, here are some upcoming webinars and events you won't want to miss. Join WACA and Leading Age on October 23 to learn about the Washington Clean Building Performance Standard. This free webinar will break down the law, which applies to buildings over 20,000 square feet and sets energy performance targets, benchmarking requirements, and compliance timelines. Learn how these standards affect your buildings and what you need to do to prepare. On October 28, WACA will host a webinar to introduce you to the online request form for informal dispute resolution. Whether you are new to the IDR process or simply want a refresher, this training will equip you with the knowledge and confidence to successfully navigate the new online system. The RCS Survey Agency Fall Forum is coming up on November 12. This quarterly virtual forum offers providers a unique opportunity to connect with RCS field managers and regional administrators. Topics this fall include emergency preparedness and infection control updates, and sessions will be held for both assisted living and skilled nursing facility providers. Pre-registration is now open for Assisted Living Care Academy, December 2nd to 9th. This intensive virtual workshop is for nurses, caregivers, and executive directors who want to learn more about running a wellness department and nursing services in assisted living. You can register for the full workshop or just sign up for the nurse delegation session on December 9th. You can find more information and register for each of these opportunities on the events calendar on waka.org. That's it for this week's edition of LTC Connections. As always, Washington Healthcare Association would like to thank our members for their dedication to long-term care in Washington. We look forward to connecting with you again next week.